Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. I still have my special going on, three questions for $15. You can email starguidereadings@gmail.com for that information. My guest today is Julie Severin, and Julie is from Canada, and Julie runs a Mind, Body, Spirit page. You can go over to Facebook and find it. She has classes that she puts online and on YouTube, which is very cool. So I really enjoy having Julie on as often as she wants to come on, which I really appreciate. And I'm looking forward to sharing everything that Julie has to share today with everybody. And we're going to have a great time. So, again, you're listening to WGGM Radio. And our call-in is 347-237-5339. If you have a question, hit 1 on your keypad. You can also text. So now we're going to get started and have some great fun today. I'm going to bring Julie on, and we're going to talk. All right, so I'm going to go over here to the switchboard and bring Julie live. Welcome to the show, Julie. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. So
that's
how's
good.
Your day been today?
Quiet, but nice.
Very
it's
good.
A quiet
it's always
morning.
Nice to have a quiet day. Mm-hmm. Very
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, this is about the only part that was quiet. The rest is going to get very busy, but that's okay. I like being
busy.
Well,
that is okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is.
Staying busy is very good.
Staying busy is important, but it depends on what kind of busy you're doing. You know, if you're doing busy, then you're not being busy. You're not being at all. So it's important to, you know, really feel how you feel about things. Do you feel like you're happy being busy or not happy being busy or doing busy? Which one is the most important one, you know? So it's important to really understand
absolutely.
That, you know, how we think and feel about things is really more vital than anything, you know? If I feel great, I'm doing great. If I think I'm doing great, I better look, you know? Start figuring out what causes me to think too much and not feel, you know? And we
right.
all have a tendency
Isn't
to
it so important to feel? Yeah.
It really is. Yeah, it really is. More
it
than
is.
Anything. Yeah. You work with your feelings, you're working with your heart, you're working with your higher self, you're then getting to a place where you're out of your way, your own way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a tendency to get into
that
our own way.
That is so right. We have to, don't we? We have that tendency to get in the way, and we can move ourselves out of the way and start listening.
Mm-hmm, yeah, listening to the inner parts of ourselves that are trying to tell us how we need to work with ourselves, our higher self. You know, the higher self is a very powerful, it's the most powerful part of you because it's your God self. And, you know, we've worked really hard for a very long time as humans with angels, working with angels, working, you know, trying to learn how to work with an angel, how to have them help us in our lives. But there comes a point in your life when you start to advance in your spiritual journey where angels don't stick around. They leave. And so now you're a sovereign individual without angels because those angels, whether you liked it or not, held you down at 3D. This is really huge because angels they're not meant to progress. They are not meant to help you progress.
Mm-hmm.
They are meant to keep you at a certain level. And if you're happy at that level, they'll stay with you and help you. But if you're not, as you progress upward with your vibration, everything about you shifts. So your angels leave, your higher self comes into play, and that's the God self. And that's much more powerful than any angel will ever be. You know? An angel can give
Absolutely.
You guidance and all kinds of different parts of yourself, things that you are looking for, information about yourself, anything you want. You can talk with your angels, find out about your past lives. And then one day, as you increase your vibration, you will notice, like I did quite a while ago, I don't know how many years it's been now, they're gone. And you're feeling strange and alone and wondering what happened. So if you ask your higher self the question, where'd my angels go? Why can't I see them anymore? Because when you have your angels with you, and they're with you for a period of time that you've got them, you can see them with your eyes closed.
Mm-hmm.
You can just turn your head to each side, to the left or to the right, with your eyes closed, and you can see those angels. So if anybody is listening and they're wanting to check this out and see whether or not your angels have left the building because you have advanced your vibration, you will find out instantaneously. You just close your eyes, ask your angels to come to you with love, look hard side to side. If you don't see a bunch of lights in there, they're gone. If you see one light, that's your higher self. And it's not going to be white because they used to be white lights.
Yeah.
And now they're changing.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Did you just do it?
I see it. But, you know, I've seen it before when I do that. So
mm-hmm.
I think
yeah.
that's really interesting. How cool.
You're only getting
you
one
know,
light,
how
aren't you?
Awesome is that? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Positively.
And, yeah,
so
and that's
that
your,
is really
your indicator
cool.
That you're down. Yeah, you're down to just to your higher self. And, you know, being down to your
absolutely.
Higher self, that's the best way to be. Now it's simple. You don't have to worry about, you know, whether or not your angels are on side or whatever. You just use your higher self. Use your higher self to guide you. Use your higher self to take you to your highest good, to help to bring your intuitions through, because that's more powerful than your angels ever were.
Yes.
This has to do with your personal abilities. They will stay in abeyance until you decide to bring them
mm-hmm.
through. So this is important stuff, really important, because the more we understand
Very.
Our
yeah.
own personal stuff, the better off we are. Believe
That's
me.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, it really is. So, yeah. So I was thinking about that because I was listening to your song, which I really love, Calling on Angels. It's a beautiful song.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was listening to it, I was thinking, isn't that interesting? Because I used to call on my angels, and now they're not there anymore. And your guides stay, your guides, your animal
mm-hmm.
totems and, you know, things like that, they stay. I'm talking about just the angels.
Right. And I think it's interesting how much wisdom you know and how you said, you know, I'm here. I mean, you know, we talked a lot about some things where, you know, you came into realization of a lot of things, you know, like you had an accident, you started tuning into things, you were getting things even before that.
Yeah.
You know, you can send healing to people. I do too. I like your work because you deal on a level with, you know, helping the planet. I think it's neat how you can shift wind, you know, wind storms, because I, like I said, we talked about this and I've been through this with you and seen this myself,
yep.
that, you know,
yep.
you could be going through a tornado and you can shift that. But, you know, it's just, it's interesting, all these neat things that we can do and that we're shown. And I think that using it in a way to help the planet, which is what you do, you know, you go through people and meditations and stuff and show people how to do these kinds of things. That's pretty neat.
Well, to me, it's more important than me doing it. I would rather you learn how to
mm-hmm.
do it. I would rather you learn how to remember who you are. This is more important to me than anything else on the planet, is every single person who is understanding about their spirit, to awaken to it, to become it, to realize how powerful they are, and to really, really understand you are no longer anything but a powerful, sovereign individual who only deserves the best. And this is true. This is very true. And when I say these things, I say them with my whole heart, because to me it's more important than anything in the world for all of us to, yes, help to build each other up and also help each other realize and understand how strong we really are and what we have. If you think about it, you know, from all of the past lives and all of everything that we've been through with this karmic loop that we've been on for the last 42,000 years, it's very interesting how many people have been through so much agony and so many lifetimes of absolute abject
mm-hmm.
terror and worry and poverty. I mean, we've been through it all, haven't we? In every
yeah,
lifetime,
we have.
We've been through it all. And yet, we trusted so much, knowing fully well that the world was going to change in this now, and we still came.
Yeah.
Why?
Well,
why?
You know, I think I was wondering too, why was I put in this body? Why was I here? But, you know, that was early on. And I think what is interesting now, which before I was thinking, why did I come down here? What is this, you know? When you started saying some things to me and when you started talking and I started kind of realizing, I was going, whoa, that's really cool, because you're saying that eventually everybody is going to come from love and you know, everybody's going to be aware and awakened. And I go, I know this. I've known this since I was a kid. Why hasn't it happened yet? You know, and that's where I was, and I hadn't heard anybody say it again until I heard it from you, and I was like, she knows what she's talking about. She sees some stuff. She's on it, you know, and I really started paying attention, and I thought, wow, is that not cool? And then you told me, you know, well, I survived this. I survived an accident. I did this. You know, I'm here and whatever, and I went, wow, is that not something?
Well, we're all here for a reason, and we've all suffered many, many lifetimes of a lot of agony. We really have. And I feel very strongly that those of humankind who have suffered greatly have had a bit of a gift to open up their abilities a little bit more, unless they're not paying attention.
Uh-huh.
If they're not paying attention, they don't
yep.
notice it. But, you know, this is my
goal. I've
done
that a few times.
People. Oh, yeah. Wake
mm-hmm.
up. Let's wake up.
My goal is
just
to help
paying
people.
Attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see, like, I've had other people that I would come into contact with, Julie, and it's real funny because it's like I'd be floating around and kind of not aware, and then they go, hey, talk to me. And then I'm talking to these people, even if it's somebody I'm helping, it's like, oh, the light just went on. There it is.
Yeah.
But then I'd be like, huh? Yeah. You know, and it'd take me a little bit, and I'm going, isn't that something? You know, I love helping people, too. That is my goal. Like, you have a goal, too. And I like
mm-hmm.
the Mind, Body, Spirit page and what you do and all that. I'm really supportive of everybody helping each other, or everybody learning from each other. Everybody can do this kind of thing. You know, I'm so supportive of that. You know, that's the world I've seen. Oh, we're helping each other. We're helping one another, and we're equal and free, and it's going to be fun. And then I'm like, whoa, what is this down here? We haven't done that yet. You know, so it's kind of funny how, you know, I've been going, well, yeah, I've heard that before. Yeah, I've seen that before. Yeah, I know it as a kid. Well, we're not here yet, but, you know, we have all these lessons
almost,
that we learn, and even, you know,
we're
go ahead.
Almost there. We're almost there.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It won't be long. It won't be long. We're almost there. We're getting to the place where a lot of awakening is going to start happening quite shortly. And once that starts
mm-hmm.
happening, you know, there's a lot of stuff. I don't know if you've heard about what happened here in Kamloops where I live. There has been a disclosure that they have found 215 children buried from the residential school here. Have you heard that on the news down there?
I have not heard that on the news here yet, no. But I don't
it's
watch much news
on
either.
It's all up here. No, but this is going to
wow.
make this is all over on the internet as well, and these children.
Okay.
It's dating back going back into the 1800s, and this residential school was in play for over 100 years, and while it was in play, they have now discovered that there are 215 children that they have found buried. I am sure there will be a lot more. I hate the thought that there are going to be a lot more. But I feel that this is a catalyst for disclosure to start, because it's going to wake up a lot of people to the atrocities that have happened on this planet. And it's going to open some very, very strong people who have decided to ignore
right.
the pain that's happened on the planet. This is going to awaken some people. And it's I think it's meant to. It's meant to help people so that they can start looking at, you know, the issues on this planet and start healing them. So it's going to be an interesting time that we're going into, because this is right in my city that I live in, and these children have been
wow.
found.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very sad. It's very horrible. And I pray with all my heart it's going to be cathartic so that people will start looking, because it's time for them to start
they
looking.
They need to.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's just one of those things, and what I do in every situation like that, I think even when some of the things were happening other places, like where there was devastation and whatever, I remember just sending out, you know, like we do in your group sessions, you know, I kept sending out peace and doing all that stuff that you know how to do, and I always just kind of do it anyway all the time. And it's worth it, you know, because we are going to get there. And,
we're
going to be that loving energy, because I was looking around going, this is not it yet. But I know it's out there.
No.
And I know everybody's going to check on each other and love each other. And it's there. And then you said, of course it is. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I thought,
yeah
that's cool.
It
I can't
will.
Wait.
It's planned to happen. And the reason it's planned to happen is because humankind has reached saturation level on every single possible front. So it is time for every single person to start awakening. I feel that these children being found, this is going to cause a huge catalyst for healing on the planet, and it needs to. And I'm so sad that this happened. It makes me absolutely sick that it happened. It really does. I feel just sadness in my heart for it. But I also know that there are residential schools all over the whole planet that they will start discovering this. And that is going to, that the residential school issue is going to awaken a lot of people to the atrocities and the pain and the things that have happened on this planet. But the next level of it is going to be the deepest, most beautiful healing the planet's ever going to receive. So today in my live on my Mind, Body, Spirit Healing Group, I'm going to be doing a meditation where we're going to go and work to heal the souls on a generational level of all children on this planet and off of this planet, so that any children who will be arriving on this planet from this day forth will become healed individuals. So that will be what we will be doing today.
Oh, good.
We will be working hard to help the world so that children can start to just be children again. And I don't even know when they stopped being children, but it doesn't feel like it's been for a very long time. They've had the pain and the sorrow of the world on their shoulders. They've had too much. So it's time for us to bring the childlike qualities back into the whole world, including the adults, you know.
See, that's what
really
I like, because that's where I'm at. I'm still in that. I work from that kid level. I'm still at that level, and I think that that's a really good thing you're doing. Yeah, I feel really positive about it.
Well, if we can awaken and heal the child heart of every individual, that's going to make a difference on how they adjust to life. And life as we know it is changing radically, as we do know.
It is.
Nothing is like it was. I wrote a big write-up the other day from the Soul Collective, and it was talking about this and the changes on the planet that we are actually going to be dealing with, and also trust, you know, about trust, where are we going from here, and one of the biggest point on there is, can you go back to your old life? Can you go back to the old ways? No. There is only forward motion. We cannot go back anymore. And the reason being is because it's moving into a new energy. We can't return to the old ways, because that old ways were not our regular life at all. We never had a regular life.
Right.
Because our world hasn't been at its highest good. And so now we are moving out of that energy, out of the glamour, illusion, and Maya, into a different light, a different sun, a different world. So you can't go back. You just can't. Forward motion just keeps you moving. And you're going to have symptoms to this. It's not going to feel wonderful. You're going to get these symptoms. Shakiness, uncomfortable in your body, edgy, uptight, tense, upset stomach, nervous tension, physical pain, can't focus on your thoughts or feelings, instant anger, instant loss of anger, feeling unstable in your body, funny pains that show up and then just go away as quickly as they arrived. And this is going through everyone. And the shakiness and the discomfort is our own body trying to fight the change. Because
we
are fighting our internal system is actually fighting the changes to this world and to our bodies. So what we have to do is just tell our body, okay, I allow this change now. I allow it, and I am here for it. Because it's going to happen whether you like it or not.
Right. Yes. Well, and we might as well. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Might as well accept it.
Yeah, and it's going to.
It's happening
it's
whether
happen
you like it or not.
Anyway, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so these changes that are going through each and every one of us are quite radical. They really are. You know? And they do transmute into being quite uncomfortable in the body.
Oh, yeah. I would imagine so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If people are paying attention, they will notice there are some changes happening to their bodies even right now. They will notice.
Oh, yes.
If
I noticed that.
Finger. Have you noticed if you cut yourself, it heals faster?
Yeah, and some are healing slower, but there's reasons for it.
Oh, yeah, there's reasons for some of it. But some of the stuff going on is actually shifting you in a huge way. And you're healing
right,
faster.
Right, I know that.
You're noticing a change in your four-body system. You're also noticing that you're super sensitive. Like, people are crying at the
yes.
top of a hat right now. Just crying.
Yep, that's right, they are. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Why are we crying?
You're going
well,
through a change. You're going through.
Yeah. And all of the feelings and all the changes in the planet and all of the changes to humankind, every single person feels this and takes it very personally. But it does transmute down to be your own personal story. And by doing that, you're going to cry. You're going to feel like you have to cry. You're
oh,
gonna
yeah.
feel like you need to let go, you know? And it's not a bad
mm-hmm.
thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely not a bad thing.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's not a bad thing at all. It never was, you know. It's important for each and every one of us to just accept these changes, to understand that we actually plan to be here for them. This is the biggest key right there. We were so trusting of the plan coming through and that everything was going to work out the way it was supposed to, the way we planned it. We actually couldn't wait to come back here into this lifetime so that we could be here to get it done. So anybody who's saying, oh, I hate my life, I hate the planet, no, you don't. You plan to be here for this. So get out of your
exactly.
own way.
Exactly, yeah.
Right? Get out of your own way
mm-hmm.
and start understanding if you plan to be here for this, make the most out of it. Turn it into something wonderful.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
Because it is wonderful. It's all attitude. What's my attitude? Do I feel like everything's terrible? Guess what it is. If I feel like everything is good, guess what it is. You know? It's all about what we put into this four-body system. Our beliefs, our fears, our worries, our joys. Which one do you live on? Think about that. Which one do you live on? Is it fear? Because if it's fear, it'll just keep perpetuating. If it's joy and trust
right.
and love, it'll just keep perpetuating in a good way. So these are the lessons we've got right now.
That's wonderful.
Let go. Let go. Quit worrying so much. Trust. Biggest quest ever, and yet it's the hardest one to do, isn't it? To trust.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Even the most wise, the ones who know, you know, like, you know that you could help other people and you know certain things, but yet really getting on that level and trusting, you know, yourself too is very interesting
mm-hmm.
because you really have to go deep to understand, almost quiet, to understand what in the world you're doing and what in the world you're feeling, because it's just one of those things. Even the deepest, most people who feel things go through certain things. I'm sure they're going through a lot more now, you know, as we're entering these changes.
Well, I think the biggest thing right now is the trust issue with the planet, with the people, with what's happening, and whether or not they feel mm-hmm. safe that they're going to get through this. Now, I know we're going to get through this. I've seen it. I joined onto this planet this time to be here for this. I've only incarnated 47 mm-hmm. times in all of my lifetimes. I don't have a lot of lives. I've only been here 47 times. I incarnated to be here for this because I knew it was going
wow.
to be a success. And so did everybody
mm-hmm.
else know this was going to be a success. This was done by all of us, not one of us, all of us. When I say myself, I speak for the collective. We are all of us in this, and we are all of us going to heal from this. So trust is a huge thing
wow.
to come into play, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
It is, yeah. It really is.
I wouldn't
is.
Say it if I didn't believe it either. You know that? I wouldn't say it if I didn't believe it.
Right.
And know it.
Oh, I know you will.
Of my soul.
You tell it.
Mm-hmm.
You tell it like it is.
Yeah. And we are, all of us, going to really be a lot happier when this is all said and done. But we just have to get through it. Is it going to get a bit rougher first? Heck yeah, it is. I hate to say
mm-hmm.
that, but it is. And the reason it will,
well,
it won't be,
mm-hmm.
go ahead.
I was going to say, well, you know that, so you're telling it like it is, you know, and when you're seeing something and you know it as it is, because you speak that, you as a person, you know what's ahead, and sometimes when you're talking to people, you have to tell them, look, this is going to be painful, it's not going to be easy, but you're going to get through it, you know, we're going to get healed, we're going to get there. So you're just telling it, you know, how you know it to be is what I was going to say. And, as guides, we try to guide people through these things to let them know that we're going to be okay, we're going to get through it, and it's going to get better.
Yes. And that is a given fact. It is a given fact that things are going to get much better. It's just we've got to wade through some of the muck first. And the muck, we're in it now.
Mm-hmm.
We're in it. We are already wading through the muck. So all we have to do is just wait for the tide to go out, and it will. When the tide goes out,
mm-hmm.
everything will dry up and clear. So we just have to get to that place. And right now, the tide's not going out yet. It isn't. All we have to do is trust, and we are asked to do that. We are asked to trust. And one of the reasons everybody was sent home wasn't because of anything but their own safety. That's all. So a lot of people are upset
mm-hmm.
because they've been sent home and, you know, told they have to go home and not go back to work and not do this or not do that. Realistically, the safest place for you to be right now is in your home. You're safer than you can ever imagine by just staying home right now. And that is what,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is actually being designed and figured out so that every person can be safe. So we must listen to that, because some of the things that may happen out there, they could look a little scary. Mostly it's
mm-hmm.
information overload. It's mostly information overload. It's mostly, you know, things coming on there like, you know, saying, oh, no, you can't be around anybody who's had the vax because they're going to shed onto you. You can't do this. You can't do that. Okay, realistically, the only thing in this whole world that can fix every single thing in this whole world exists now. It is the cure
mm-hmm.
for every single thing, including people worrying about being near someone who's had the vaccination. Love. Love. You know, there's that song, Love is All There Is. Well, guess what? It's true. The superpower the superpower that we have is not our psychic skills. Do you know what that is? Our psychic skills? Those are our natural, inborn, born with abilities that are a part and parcel of us that have never, ever
mm-hmm.
left us. That is who we are.
Wow.
That psychic power that we have is not a superpower. It's just who we are. And that is the biggest...
Well, see, that was... Yes, that was how I felt when I was little and I had this. And I'm like, this is neat. You know, this is, like, really cool. And I'm not shutting this off, you know.
No.
It was natural for me. It was just, like, second nature. I'm thinking, and all this is your emotions, your feelings, your, like listening to your body on things. This is something that is natural. This is supposed to be this way. This is how we were made, you know, and I kept knowing that as a kid. And, you know, they would tell you, oh, no, you know, don't listen to that or whatever. And I go, but it's supposed to be there. That's the way it's supposed to be. And I kept myself there because I thought this is the way it's supposed to be. I know this, but it was really backwards to me. And I used to be told, you know, you're not backwards. You just think you're backwards. It's actually the way it's supposed to be.
It is the way it's supposed to be. You are supposed to be. Every single one of you on this planet, there's not a single person on this planet who isn't extremely psychic, extremely powerful.
Right.
It's just remembering it. And that is the only thing you've got to do is remember it, because then it activates it. Your superpower is love. Your superpower has been and always has been love, not your psychic. That is your natural, inborn, built-in ability. Love is all that you are, all that you ever will be, and it is your largest superpower to stop you from having a reaction to anything in this world. You can fix anything if you know you come from a place of love. Seriously, literally, figuratively,
absolutely,
and totally. So what do you do with that? You just go into love. That's where we go. We stay. We don't leave. Because that is the healing of all of us. And that's amazing, just knowing that. So you could be around somebody who's had a vaccination. You can be around someone who's had one. And guess what? All you have to do is emit love, and they'll receive it. And you will receive nothing from them. That's all. Something else, isn't it?
It's great because it's great because it's exactly what I knew. And I said, it doesn't matter whether, you know, you're around them or not. Just like if you take care of yourself and you do your affirmations every day. I love your affirmations. And you...
Oh, thank you.
Follow those things. I do. I really love them. They really help a whole lot. And I encourage everybody to find those if they can, you know, on your page.
They work and they're wonderful
because, you know, when you start saying those things to yourself and you start working with that, it's amazing what happens. I've seen results and I love that and I need to do it more. I have a lot of stuff to work on too. We all do. We're working on things while we're here. And I love the affirmations. I love the healing. I love telling myself that I won't get anything because there's love there and it's okay, you know. And I believe in the power of healing in every way. Like if somebody's got something going on or an animal does, that they can heal themselves. I mean, even if it's like a worst case scenario, if I look at it and go, well, you know, I'm really looking at this. Yeah, coming from love, they can get better, and they want to get better, so it's going to work.
Love is all that is necessary to heal every single thing on this planet. Every single plant, every single animal, every single everything. It is just love. I had an experience yesterday that was very interesting to me, and I'm going to tell it to you because it was so cool. And it was very short-lived, but it was, I was in the bathroom, and I was standing in the bathroom, and I looked, and here was this little tiny spider, and it walked over towards the door, and if I stepped, I was going to step on it, and I didn't want to step on this spider, because I don't want to even kill a spider. I don't even kill a spider, so I couldn't kill the spider. I looked at this little, he was so tiny, he was just a little tiny spider. And I looked at him and I said, why are you in the middle of the room? I said, you are very tiny. You should not be in the middle of the room. You should be on the edges so that no one will step on you. So I blew on him a little bit and I sent him over towards the edges of the wall. And he sat there for a few minutes while I was in there. I was putting some drops in my eyes, and I was just doing some things. And I looked down, and he stayed down there right beside the doorway the whole time. And then when I started to move, he automatically knew that he was safe and that I was okay. And what he did was he stepped out back into the middle of the room, and he started walking towards me like he wanted to come over to me. He was trusting me because he knew I wasn't going to step on him. That's the very first time I've ever had a little spider do that. And it was very interesting to me because I knew. I looked at him and I said, you trust me, don't you? You know I'm not going to step on you. You know you can step out into the room. But I said to him, don't do that when there's other people because someone might step on you. But he listened. It was so amazing. And spiders are so intelligent.
Yeah.
They really are. I just can't kill anything.
I was going to say he's a sentient being, you know, like other animals and whatever.
Yeah.
Because animals are very, very smart. I mean, horses, dogs, cats, birds. They're very smart, and they're like people. You know, they're like humans to me. I see them as a person, and that's what they are. That's how I read them, is like they're like people. But, you know, they're so intelligent. And so, you know, you're telling me that, and I'm seeing it like, wow, it's he's intelligent like a human. And he knows what you're talking to him about.
And he was tiny, and I know he knew what I was saying. I know he did. And it was so interesting because
he
walked right over to the base of my foot, and I didn't move. I just stood there, and I said, don't do that when there's others around. Just do that when I'm here. I won't step on you. And it was like, he knew. He just knew. And it was so beautiful. And, you know, as a person whose past history used to be absolutely terrified of spiders, absolutely terrified of them, even little guys, I would freak. But now I just look at them, and I love them. And if I find one in the house, I put it outside. And I didn't put him outside. He was so little. I didn't think he should go outside. I think he should stay in the house. So I just kept him. But it was so interesting because I felt myself communicating with this spider. And I felt this spider listening to what I was saying. It was so neat. Because when you get to that level, when you're working with your higher self and your higher self is working and in charge, it's amazing what you see, what you experience, and also what you realize, you know? It's pretty cool. We are one.
That is very
cool. We
are
one with everything. Yeah, we are just one with everything. I know it's a silly little spider story, but it was absolutely amazing for me because I could feel him feeling my words, you know? It's just neat. It was just really neat.
It's very neat.
Yeah, it's just, you know, once you get in touch with that, you realize, okay, I'm fine. I'm not afraid of anything because nothing's going to hurt me because I am powerful, I am strong, nothing's going to hurt me. The only thing that hurts me is me, you know? And that's the truth, too, you know? The only one that hurts us is ourselves. And we do, don't we?
We
are so full of love.
Yeah,
very full of love. As sentient beings, we are very full of love. But if we are hurt, we go the other direction. We go into the, you know, a true idealist becomes the worst cynic because they've been hurt so badly by something. So they become a cynic because they can't stand the thought of being hurt anymore, so they just get mad and upset. And that's what we are like as humans. We automatically get upset about things, automatically, you know, apply it to ourselves and think that we deserved it or we caused it or we did this or we did that. We are amazing beings. We really are. And it's understanding the power that lies inside of each of us. It's understanding the superpower of us is love. That is all my message. Nothing bigger, nothing smaller, just that. That is your superpower. And that is what will heal every single thing on this planet. Imagine if you just went into meditation and visualized every single being on the planet opening to their heart, which is my meditation today with the group. Imagine what that does.
Very cool.
You're helping people to find the higher parts of themselves that they hid away from themselves because they did. You hide parts of yourself because you don't want to face it, or you don't want to deal with it, or you don't want to acknowledge it. And spirituality is a beautiful,
mm-hmm.
beautiful thing. It is. Spirituality is also very wide, emotionally opening. You know, you get this beautiful spiritual awakening, but what comes with it is the desire to heal things. What comes with that? The desire to start looking at what bothered you in the first place. And then what comes from that is you healing that. But it's painful. Can be. Just know you're not alone. Nobody's alone. You've got higher self. You've got your guides with you. You've got people you can talk to help you to get through it. You've got all kinds of resources. Don't forget them. Don't forget to talk. Don't forget to let your feelings come out. Don't forget to share them. Don't forget to discuss with someone how you're feeling that you trust.
Mm-hmm.
Just do that, you know. That helps you with your healing. That helps you with opening yourself. And it also makes you create a safe space for yourself to do it. So don't ever think you're alone. Don't. You're not. And you never will be. You are very loved. You are very respected for who you are and for the battles that you've fought and what you've been through.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say your battles are over, I mean it with my whole heart. They really are. The only battles you have now is when you're going to awaken and how you're going to do it. That's it. Everything else is coming to a closure.
Absolutely.
And as it does, people will awaken even quicker and quicker. Some of them with a bit of pain, but that's okay. There are those of us here to help you through it, you know. It's kind of key, kind of cool.
It's a very cool thing. It's very nice to know that you have people, you know, myself and you and others and maybe some people listening. You know, it's always good to have those people, you know, and you to help on the other end.
I think in the long run it's really important because, you know, if somebody has a spiritual awakening, it can be a scary thing for them a little bit, only because they don't understand all of their emotions because they've put them aside for such a long time. You know, when you put your emotions aside and suddenly they start coming out, there will be tears. A lot of them, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to clear that stuff
out,
you know. And a lot of people, you know, I remember my cousin, you know, when we were both around 8 years old, her dad, my uncle, was killed in a car accident. And I'll never forget because at the funeral, my cousin was crying hard. Her dad died. My aunt walked up to her and said, "What are you crying about?" And she said, "Well, my dad's dead." And she said, "You stop your crying
mm-hmm.
right now." And you know, she never cried again in her whole life. Never cried again in her whole life. Because she was told to stop crying. She took it literally and seriously and never cried again. She ended up with rheumatoid arthritis. She ended up passing away in 2008. And the swallowing of the tears, she ended up with rheumatoid arthritis. She ended up very sick.
Wow.
She ended up with something called bronchiectasis obliterans, which comes from the rheumatoid arthritis. And because she never cried again, and because she was so damaged from that, she literally gave herself rheumatoid arthritis, and it took her lungs out. She had to get a lung transplant because she never, ever felt her feelings. What happens when we do that is we bury them down deep inside, and we never look at them again. And so then disease moves in because we didn't pay attention to our feelings. This is exactly what happened to her, and she knew it. She knew it because she knew that day when my aunt told her to stop crying, she knew she was never going to cry again, and she didn't. And that she actually took herself down from doing that, but she knew it fully well she was doing it because she couldn't handle feelings anymore. And how many people are walking around on the planet that way right now, dealing with the fact that they have never, ever looked at how they feel about their world, about the things that have hurt them, the things that have caused them pain in their lives, and they've never dealt with them.
Right.
I had a very dear friend who told me years and years ago that she lost a baby that was full term, and they had to do a funeral in the whole nine yards because this baby had passed away. And I said to her, have you ever dealt with it? It's been like 45 years. Did you ever deal with it? No, I don't think so. Don't think
so.
Oh,
my.
Never dealt with it. Nope. Never did. This happens more often than it doesn't. And the reason being is because we put stuff away that hurts us so much that we don't want to look at it. Now take that into spirituality and realize spirituality is going to awaken your tears. It's going to awaken your pain. It's going to awaken that which has hurt you so many times. Excuse me. But what it's going to do is heal it. It'll heal it. Because you're listening now. You're paying attention. Only when you don't pay attention do things go badly. When you start paying attention,
right,
they start healing. You start healing. You start shifting your reality into an awakened person. Yes, it gets uncomfortable. And then it gets comfortable because you decided to let it go. So
exactly.
Those of you who are listening, please understand, if you have one of these epiphanies and suddenly you're having pain and you're upset and you're hurting because you've awakened to something that might have happened to you, you've had a memory, because most of the time this is blockage. And this blockage that we put inside of ourselves, this stops us from feeling. Then when we start to wake it up, we start to feel, then we hurt. So please, if you feel pain or you feel anything from any of the stuff that I'm talking about, make sure you go to somebody. It doesn't have to be me. It can be anybody. Somebody who can care. Amanda, somebody to care about what you're feeling and help you to understand it so that you can realize, holy smokes, I'm just having a spiritual awakening. Oh, it's okay if I cry. It's okay.
Yeah.
Right?
It is okay.
But we take away permission to cry. We take away permission to feel. As soon as something hurts us,
exactly,
we shut it down. And then what?
Mm-hmm.
What do we do then? Right? We've got to find a way to get through
it,
haven't
we? That's so true.
Mm-hmm. So this is why I'm saying this, because my saying the things that I'm saying right now could actually create a catalyst inside anybody who's listening to go, oh, I remember that my dad beat me when I was a little kid. Or I remember, you know, I fell off of something. I hurt myself doing something, and I never, ever dealt with it. Right? So this is the way to safely awaken yourself. Do it in a safe way, and so you're not feeling like you're alone and you can't handle it. Because believe me, there are some things that can come through that are really wild. Feelings, visions, knowings, all that. Have you experienced that yourself, Amanda, where you've gone in to do some healing on yourself and you've seen something that just shocked you or hurt you and it was really hard to get out of?
Yeah, and I think we all have been there where, you know, you can go into a healing and, you know, healings are beautiful. They're wonderful, actually. It's a wonderful thing to get that done. It's, you know, even people who do massage, you know, for your physical body and also your emotional body and your, you know, just the like you said, the things that you're going through and that you realize and you know, it's a very beautiful thing. It's not always an easy thing or a comfortable thing. Not always. I mean, it can be very relaxing and peaceful too, but it can also be where you're dealing with some deep, and I do mean dig down deep stuff, and it can be amazing, like you're in shock, but you're also just going, wow, you know, and things are happening, and it's, you know, amazing what you can see and find out and work with and heal. And, you know, we're all doing that here. We're all healing, which is, you know, something.
Yeah.
We're all connected in that way, that we're working
we
through
are.
Stuff. And I love doing healing. I love being a part of groups like what you do, Julie. And I think it's wonderful that you can help steer people in the right direction, gear them in the right direction, you know, show them how to do their healing as well. Because I look at people and I just assume they can do it, and they look at me like, I can't do that. And I'm looking at them like, and why not? Of course you can.
Yeah.
You know, and I
yes,
have this very different attitude.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I have this very different attitude towards people, like, oh, you can hear me when I talk to you in my head. And, of course, you know, maybe they're not really tuned in, but I just kind of laugh and look at them like, yeah, you can do that. You don't need any help. You can do that by yourself.
Receiving. You know, at some level they're receiving it,
exactly.
Whether or not they're going to acknowledge it or, you know, like it's, you know, and everybody experiences this telepathy stuff. We all do. Like, so, you know, like say I'm sitting here all by myself, and all of a sudden I think, I wonder how Amanda's doing. I hope she's doing okay. And then I look, you texted me, right?
Yeah.
This is
and
how.
And that's
this
real, a really neat
and
thing.
It's a superpower. It is. It is one of our superpowers of our normal who we are, and that is that we do have telepathy, and we do have abilities to speak and abilities to put out the feelings and everything so that somebody is on another end is going to receive it. And so, you know, I've caught remote viewers coming to me and watching me. I've had them come and watch me, government ones, and I've caught them in action doing it.
Oh, wow.
And I've actually sent them flying and said, no, you're not welcome here. You're not here with permission. You know, this is waking up and paying attention to what you're seeing, what you're feeling, what you're knowing. And then you start realizing, okay, I now know I am a sovereign being who has been abused very seriously by the system. No more.
Mm-hmm.
I give no more permission for any of it.
Exactly.
I only give permission for things that are of love and light and healing for me. Nothing else comes into my path. And this is when you take control, and this is when you start realizing, holy smokes, I've got control. You know, I actually am in control of my life. I know exactly what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. And nobody is going to challenge that on me again. I am just who I am, period.
Good.
And believe me, it starts to get easier.
Right.
Once you start accepting yourself, people start accepting you, you know, for who you are and what you do and what you don't do, you know. It's been an interesting ride for me, because I've really seen, you know, what levels I'm willing to put up with and what I'm not willing to put up with. And what I'm not willing to put up with has changed exponentially into a no, I am no victim. No one's hurting me any longer. No one's doing anything to me any longer. Once you get into that sovereignty, you're like, you're almost invincible. And nobody bugs you. They just leave you alone, you know? They start to realize, okay, that person doesn't need any longer. If they desire to speak to someone, they do. But if they don't, they don't. Because they're just happy in themselves, doing what they're doing.
Exactly.
That's when you know
you're
in your sweet spot. That puts you in your sweet spot.
And that's
you're
where
now
you need to be. Yeah.
It is. Yeah, it is. It's where you need to be. And it's important to be there, because that is your, excuse my language, your bullshit meter. That stops you from allowing anyone to do any harm to you ever again.
Mm-hmm.
Period. It just stops it. When you get into
and that's
power,
a good, that's
you
a good thing,
little,
Julie.
Yeah, it is.
That's a very
it's
good
a thing,
to be there and be in that and be, it's very important for you to be there. And you know, there are different things that we're, you know, jumping through to get to where we need to be and learn whatever it is we need to learn, and we're learning, and that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I learn every day, all the time. You know, there's always something. So people say, oh, you're so good at what you do. Yes, I am. But so are other people, and other people have beautiful talents, and they're beautiful, and they can do this too, and that's what's so good. And so, you know, wonderful about stuff like this.
Well, the more we can teach people their own inborn and innate talents and also who they are on the inside without mm-hmm. them feeling somebody's disempowering them, I think it's really important for us to help as many people as we can with awakening to the superpower of love, the superpower that's inside of each of us. And I can't say it enough because it's that powerful. I mean, you know what love can do. Love can change every single thing around you. I mean, a person falls in love with someone and their whole world changes because they open their heart. Now, if you sit there and you do that with yourself, I love myself. I am regal.
Mm-hmm.
I am beautiful. I am everything that I should be, and I love myself. I'm in my power. Nobody can hurt me because I do not allow it any longer. I just don't allow anyone to hurt me any longer. And believe me, it shifts your reality. It changes you.
It sure does.
Shifts, oh, it does. It shifts your belief system in yourself and in everything else just because you got out of your own way, you know? Because nobody's going to tell you
you're in
your own way.
And that's what it's about, is getting out of your own way.
Exactly.
Right.
And nobody's going to tell you you're in your own way,
but
I will.
Yeah, you know, we get in our own ways. We do. And that's a lesson.
So bad.
You know, okay, you're stubborn. You're in your own way. Oh, shoot. You know, but yeah,
yeah,
you know, I am known for being stubborn. And, you know, a lot of people are known for being stubborn, and it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
But when you recognize it and go, yeah, okay, and then, oops, okay. Yeah, okay, you made a wrong turn there and went down the wrong, okay, just turn the other way, you know, and
yep.
go that way, because the other way you just turned was the wrong way to go. Yeah, it was. Whoops. You know, but, yeah, we can go there. We can be in our own way, and we can totally be hard-headed and, you know, kind of walking around in a daze, in the fog, going, I don't see anything. What do I do? But it happens. It does happen.
And sometimes it's necessary for you to go down that wrong road just so that you could figure out which other road we were supposed to take. I'll never forget when my mother was dying. She was in the hospital, and she was just about to pass away, and she was just about going, and she was lying
mm-hmm.
there, and she was in a coma, and then she suddenly woke up out of her coma, and I laughed my head off over this, because most everybody, when they're going to pass away, they know where they're going, they know what they have to do. My mother knew that she had to go, she was ready, but what she did was she came awake, and she looked at me, and she said, Julie, she said, I don't know what to do. She said, I don't know which road to take. And I'm like, leave it to you to put two roads. She did. She put two roads there.
Oh, yeah.
And she didn't know which one to go down. So I looked at her and I said, take the road that your dad is on. Because her dad passed away
mm-hmm.
when she was really young. And I said, take the road your dad is on. And she looked at me and she said, oh, okay, thank you, dear. I love you. And then died.
Wow.
Isn't that something? Yep. That was something.
Well, there again, you know, you're even in your own way there. You know, it's just like, for example, you know, she did this, and then you just told her, here's the road you take. Oh,
yep.
You know, yeah. So
and
see, the
went.
Light starts coming on.
Went.
Yeah.
She went almost
and you go,
instantly.
Oh, it's
amazing.
That way.
Yeah, it's that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, you know, she knew. I think she knew that she was to go with her dad, but I also think that she just needed a little affirmation, and once she got it, she was gone. She did it. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
we are all that way. We all just need a little shove in what direction, whatever it's got to go, in whatever way it has to be, so that we can get out of our own way and start understanding, holy smokes,
yeah.
if I just step out of my own way, I now understand I'm fully in control of everything. But the problem is if we think we've got a blockage, we make one. And so it's just removing all of the blockages.
Yeah, we do.
And they are spiritual, metaphoric blockages. They're not real. Nothing's real. It's
mm-hmm.
all glamour, illusion, and Maya. Everything we live on this planet is glamour, illusion, and Maya. You create what you want to create
yeah.
around you in your reality. Every which way you want to
yeah.
do it, you do. So it's up to you what you
yes.
want to put in there.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And sometimes we can put things in there that we don't even know we're putting in there. And it's like, oh, we're making it really hard. Look at that. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
And you're like,
surprise,
ooh.
Surprise.
You know?
and then you go, what did I do?
Now I've got cement over shoes.
Right.
But it's
like,
true. And we all do
okay.
it. We all do
yeah.
it to a certain extent until we realize, okay, this is getting me nowhere fast. It's time for me to start looking at what
right. I'm going around in a circle. I'm just going,
yeah.
you know, constantly in a circle and confused,
chasing
going, what
tail.
The heck is that? Yeah, exactly.
But you know, that's
chasing
very
your own
beneficial.
Tail.
Yeah, it's very beneficial. You know why? Because you're only going to do it for so long until you start realizing, holy crap, I can't stay on this thing. I can't do it. You're
mm-hmm.
only going to
do
it
can't
for
do it
so
anymore.
Long until you start, yeah, until you can't do it anymore. And
yeah.
then you'll go, wow, okay, I'm off of this treadmill. What's the next one? And until
can this
you
treadmill
can
be a little bit easier? Yeah.
I hope so, but, you know, generally it's not. Because
mm-hmm.
we do set ourselves up. We do. We set ourselves up. And we don't mean to, and it's not intentional, but we literally set ourselves up for the next thing to hit us because we're so used to things hitting us. So then
oh,
what
yeah.
happens? We go into
yeah,
our power.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we go into our power, then we go, oh, that doesn't need to hit me anymore. That's over. Next.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
and then we go, ooh. You know,
yeah.
you'll say there's a rock there, or, oh, I just manifested some good stuff. I feel like we're headed towards good stuff. You know, I can't wait for that.
We are. Oh, we are. I can feel the good stuff so close. It's unreal. You know, it's just a question of making sure that we are looking after ourselves and doing the due diligence on our own spirits, because that is the part that will help us to enjoy everything that's coming, because we've got
mm-hmm.
to start making sure that everything that we are looking at in our bodies, our four-body system, is in a happy place. It's balanced. It's happy. It's not afraid. It trusts. It's willing to do the work to keep itself healthy. Do you see what I'm saying? These are all parts and
mm-hmm.
parcels of what's going on right now. And so everybody now is in the self-help, self-care, fix-yourself mode. And it's necessary
yeah.
because if you and anybody who's listening to this, you're probably realizing, holy smokes, I have been noticing that I want to do things better. I have been noticing that my body's been a little achy and I'm not feeling so great and I've got to fix things. They're going to realize, oh, that natural innate intuition inside of me is coming through in a way, making me look and see, fix yourself, fix your emotional body, fix your
mm-hmm.
physical body, start looking at how it feels. This is all coming up right now deliberately, and it's meant to, because it's taking you to the next stage on the planet of healing, and that is most necessary.
Right.
Because we've got to go through that next level, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everything about you is vibrational. Every single thing about every single person on the planet
yeah.
is completely vibrational, and it's completely up to you what you do with it to heal yourself, to get yourself in a place of, you know, feeling really, really grounded, strong, able to accomplish whatever you need to, because you're looking after all of those parts of your body that are asking you to. And believe me, they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're asking. They're shouting at some. It's whether you listen.
Oh, yeah.
Rudely shouting, I would say. Rudely shouting. Very rudely.
Like,
you know,
hello,
what?
I'm here. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you're not listening, it's going to be rude. It will. And it might make some things hurt a little bit because you didn't pay attention, you know?
Mm-hmm. One of those things where you're not listening to, I'm going to show you.
Yeah, I'm going to show you that, oh, did you just hurt your knee? Oh, how come? Because you weren't balanced, you weren't paying attention, you lost your balance, you fell down, you hurt your knee. Okay, pay attention to the rest of the balance within the four-body system. And don't ignore it, because it is going to be screaming at you shortly, because it's trying
yeah.
to fix you. And this is happening to everybody, not one person,
mm-hmm.
all. How's that feel inside?
Everybody, mm-hmm.
Feels a little weird.
Well, it feels weird because you're not really used to that, so it's kind of wild.
It's very wild.
But
and your body
it's
has
tune
to
into your energy.
Body.
Tune in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
tune in to listening to it because it's trying to tell you something.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the people who aren't listening, there's nothing you can do except send them love so that they can wake up. You know, we can't push people to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
All we can do is send them love so that they can achieve and arrive at the place that they're meant to arrive, because nobody on the planet is meant to not arrive to this place. There are some who will leave. Yes, there are. But that was already preordained by those who were planning to leave. There's nothing you can do about that. That's
right.
Their choice, their life plan, and what they're going to be doing. But in reality, we can help a lot of people to stay, to heal, you know? Like, for instance,
mm-hmm.
if a person's had the vaccine, the only person they're really going to be dangerous to will be themselves. That's the truth.
Yeah.
People are freaking about being around them because they are, you know, worried that they're shedding on them or that they're putting something onto them. But your fear is a huge motivator. Your fear and your worries over every single thing that happened in the planet creates, and your fear will create a reaction to being around somebody who's had the vaccine because you're that scared.
Mm-hmm.
What was the point of that?
It feeds on, it manifests your fear, which, you know, sometimes we forget, and then we go into fear mode, which, you know, I've also had happen, but, you know,
well,
it's true. That does happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
It does happen. But if I tell you this and you're paying attention, you start to move into fear, notice it, cancel it out, just tell it to leave. It can't stay. It can't stay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you understand that darkness that comes with fear, that also causes disease in your body. So that imbalance that comes because you got so afraid of something can actually make you sick. So don't let it. Just don't let it. Don't allow it.
I agree.
Don't give permission. Tell it to go, and it'll go. Because you are sovereign and you have that power and you just don't know it yet, but you do. So remember who you are. Remember the power that lies within you and understand that the power that lies within you has more strength than anything, and that is your ability to self-heal, your ability to remove those fears, take control of them. And if you're feeling like you're out of control with them, get a hold of Amanda or me. Find us. Talk to us. We'll help you through it. Because that's what we're for.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just don't hesitate to ask for the help because it's very necessary right now. There's a lot of people who are
mm-hmm.
going to be feeling a little sideways. And when that happens, the best thing to do is talk about it. Don't hide it away. Don't ignore it. If you ignore it, it just gets worse. So pay attention to it and realize it's showing up for you to heal it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that shows up, it's there to heal. I had somebody come and visit me the other day, and I said something to her when she was visiting me the last time. And when she came to see me this time, she said, "I just have to tell you that you triggered me really badly." And I said, "I did?"
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Yes." And I said, "Good." That wasn't the answer she wanted. I think she wanted me to say, "Oh, I'm sorry. Did I hurt your feelings or did I trigger you?" Or, you know, in that triggering, what happened? I said, "Good." Do you know why I said good?
Yeah. Because
yeah,
it makes you move. When you trigger something, it makes you move. It makes you do something. And
exactly.
It kind of awakens you, I believe, because you're like, "Oh, I triggered you. Yeah, there's a reason I triggered you." Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it gives you the chance to not hide it away so you can look at it and deal with it. And when I told her that, she said, "I never thought of it from that way." I said, "Of course not. Most of humankind is used to looking at their triggers as a terrible, scary thing rather than an opportunity to heal something that triggered you in the first place. It's there. A trigger happens not for any other reason, but to show you what needs healing." And so many people will shove it back down or go into absolute anger and rage and absolutely not pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the worst thing you can do. The best thing you can do is allow that trigger and see where it's going to take you so that it can get you out of feeling so yucky and it can get you healing, because you're now going to realize, holy smokes, this is okay. I can fix this. I can fix anything because I'm paying attention. That's all it is. It's kind of
exactly.
cool,
isn't it? Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So simple.
It's very
and so
cool.
complex. Yeah. And very simple and yet very complex, because the human body, the human mind is all-consuming and all-controlling until the heart takes over. When the heart takes over, the mind steps back and allows the heart to run the show. And that puts you at your highest good, because it lets you do what you have to do to heal yourself. It brings you to a place of, okay, I'm looking at this. I'm not paying attention. I'm not going to let this take me down any longer. I'm done. And that
mm-hmm.
is called saturation. And you've got to get to that saturation level in order to pay attention to that stuff that is haunting you. If you don't get to the saturation, you won't figure it out. And that's why you get
yeah.
so you can. It's also why people shut it back down again, because they don't want to pay attention to it.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's really true.
It's very sad. But
well,
it's not insurmountable.
And then there's a way of that's like a way of saying, okay, you just work with it and then you're behind it.
Mhm. It's behind you. It goes behind you.
There you go.
It no longer has power over you, because you now released it. And this is going to be happening very frequently, very, very much on everybody over the next little while. Any trigger that needs
yeah.
healing, anything that is feeling really crappy is going to be coming up in order for you to pay attention
mm-hmm.
to it, in order for you to look at it, embrace it. I always say embrace your demons. Love them. Send them love. Send them healing. Send them care. And just love them. Because guess what? It's all anything ever needs. Anything. Love.
That's right.
Because it is your biggest superpower. And it's huge. You can heal so much with that. Just love. You know?
Yeah. That is so true.
Yeah.
It's really mm-hmm. awesome. You know, we have a question about that.
Okay.
There's a person who wrote and said, how can love heal cancer? I have a close relative. Can you talk about that?
Oh, that's
that?
A very
so,
good question. I will definitely talk about it, because I have talked to cancer. And cancer, when it comes into your body, is trying to heal your body. Cancer isn't a
mm-hmm.
disease. It is trying to fix what you have done to yourself. Cancer is caused from anger, grief, and hatred. Now, what are anger, grief, and hatred? The exact polar opposite of love, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
So if a person has cancer, I tell them to love themselves and to love the cancer to death. And then I tell
yeah.
them to get on apple cider vinegar and start using it twice a day with two large glasses of water to alkalinize their body.
That's good.
Because what they don't understand is cancer is created and developed in an acid body. A body that has so much acid it can't survive. And so what happens is the cancer forms all around stuff, because it's actually trying to protect it. And then what happens is, because people don't learn how to heal from this stuff, they don't. They go to the doctor gives them chemo and radiation and all that stuff, which is actually more toxic to the body. So the best thing to do is to love it, because cancer is
yeah.
all about love and lack of, and that lack of love. Anger, grief, and hatred causes the bitterness in the body. And then cancer moves in to try and protect the body, but it ends up killing the body, because the body, it's an alien thing going in there. But you know what is not alien? Love. It just isn't. It's not alien because
right.
it is who we are at the deepest level to our soul is love. That's what we are. So love can kill anything that is harmful to us. It just can. If you look at yourself in the mirror every single day and you've got cancer, you say, I love myself. I am healthy and my body is alkaline, because you want to talk yourself into that too. You do the stuff to create
mm-hmm.
the alkaline. And then here's the other part of cancer, is how many people have gotten cancer, come out of the cancer, they went into remission, and they said, well, I'm back to my old self. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Is that a good thing?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good thing? Going back
no.
to your old self, is that a good thing? No. Because your old self
no.
is what got you there in the first place. Your old self is what
exactly.
got you into cancer,
yeah.
into toxicities in your body, into complete and unhealthy. And most people come out of cancer, they come out of all of this stuff, and they go right back to doing all the things they used to do, which is their anger, their grief, their hatred, because they didn't understand that lesson about learning to love and remembering to do it. Because most of us don't love ourselves, do you know that? Most of us
right.
don't.
Right, yeah.
So that's your answer for that one. Yes, love can cure cancer. And so can apple cider vinegar, and so can your attitude shift
yes.
and adjustment, so that you can learn from your mistakes and realize, holy smokes, this place that I got to, I don't want to go back there again. I realize I had too much anger, too much judgment, too much everything. And I've got to get out of it, and I've got to heal. It's important to do everything you can
to stay
alkaline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does. It really does. Yeah. It's important to do it. But, you know, sometimes people don't want to hear that. Sometimes humankind, it's the same old adage with Jesus or with God. It's the same old adage. Well, you know what? I'm going to put all my troubles on Jesus. Okay, how's that working for you? You put all your troubles on Jesus. Okay, so now does that mean you no longer take any responsibility for what you did to get into those troubles? Are you going to give it to Jesus? And then what you're going to do is you're going to blame Jesus if it doesn't work? Right?
Right.
That's what happens. Humankind, and I've seen this a gazillion times when people come to me for readings. I say, you are responsible for every single thing that happens to your body. No, I don't like that. Why don't you like that? Well, because you're telling me that everything that's happened to me has been my own fault. And if that's the case, I'd rather blame God or Jesus. True, isn't it? I take no responsibility
for my own body. Well, you know, I
think
that, exactly. I think that people want to put someone else to blame. There always has to be somebody
yeah.
else to blame for the stuff that you do. And, you know,
yeah.
that's not really knocking anything. That's just saying, you know, I think that, you know, there's such a thing as taking your responsibility for what you do and how you do it and how you live your life and how you are. And, you know, how that's good examples, too, of, you know, people stating that they're not going to take care of themselves or whatever, you know, and then some people don't know how to take responsibility. I will say that, or maybe they're clueless, but then again, here we go. They're in the fog and they're figuring out how
yep.
to take responsibility for what they do. So they're in the fog, you know, so I see
yep.
a little bit of everything, like everybody's on a certain level and everybody's dealing with a certain thing. So that's a very,
so
very good way of saying, you know, awareness.
Yeah. It's just important to really pay attention to what you're feeling right now. You know, are you feeling angry? Do you feel judgmental? Do you feel like, you know, you've got no control over yourself? The first thing to do is take control of yourself. The second thing is look at your anger issues and start paying attention to them, because over time they create in your body. So we look at that.
Mm-hmm.
So again, there's that old, like, whole open no-no or anything like that. When I go to bed at night, I forgive anyone who's hurt me. I love myself. I forgive myself for what I've done today. I'm sorry. I love you. I forgive you. I'm sorry. I forgive myself. That takes all of the onus off and puts you into a peaceful place and allows for your body to shift its DNA to heal you because you just decided to let stuff go. And that is a daily thing that I do. Every day, I never stop. I will never stop because to me, it's more important that whatever I've done today, I forgive myself. Whoever I've hurt today, I forgive myself. I forgive them if they've hurt me because we can't keep holding on to this crap. It just keeps perpetuating and perpetuating inside of us to the point of absolute ridiculous, and then disease moves in. So can we understand that we have the control over this, that we can heal it, we don't have to hold on to it anymore, we can let go of whatever doesn't work for us any longer. That's all we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that hard.
Absolutely.
It's easier.
No.
It's easier than you can imagine. It's just dedication.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
And I will say,
yeah,
after doing it for a little bit, sometimes you might shut it back down again. Because your reptilian brain that you didn't maybe get rid of will actually kick in and shut you down. So the reptilian brain must be removed because it does not, it's not part of you. It doesn't belong to you. That's a big one. But another big one is to understand that you have habits that you have formed in your life over the last how many years. So working out of those habits to change your mind and your heart about how you feel about things is really also very vital, because what you're doing is you're going to learn how to reset your brain by talking to your heart, because your heart's in charge. Reset your brain
mm-hmm.
by talking to your heart. Every day when you do affirmations, you say, I love myself. I am worthy. I love myself. I am loved. I am healthy. I am happy. I am balanced. And over time, that gets created. But one of the problems with the affirmations is that if you stop doing them, your reptilian brain kicked in and said, oh, he or she's doing something to heal themselves. Not sure we want to be in on this. And then after say, a week, you're right back out of them again because your reptilian brain kicked in
mm-hmm.
and it stopped you. And when that happens,
yeah.
It just shuts you down. You know, it's like you quit eating donuts and you've done it for a week, and then all of a sudden you're back at them again because your higher self or your reptilian brain kicked in and went, oh, no, we're not doing this. We like donuts, you know? So it's really easy to shut yourself down that quickly. So it's also paying attention to that. What are you doing with it? Are you working hard to keep yourself balanced?
Mm-hmm.
Are you working hard to say your affirmations every day and sticking with them so that you can make those changes? And all it takes is 3 weeks. 3 weeks of doing those affirmations every day, and you will affect the change that you desire in your life. But you got to be able to stick to it. And that's what humankind has a hard time with, because that 3 weeks is where the reptilian brain kicks in and goes, no, not doing this. And it will do it every time.
Mm-hmm.
Rude. It's just rude. So that's what pay attention to, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any other
something
people
to really
questions?
Pay Yes, I do. We have a room full, and the timer will cut off in just a few, well, not yet. The timer's going to cut off in like 31 minutes and whatever, and we can still get calls because we have a lot of them. And if somebody wants to call in now or call in before the time is up so they can hear the questions, the phone number is 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad if you want to talk to us. We are going to go to our first caller, which is area code 775. You're on the line with Amanda and Julie. How are you?
Oh, hi. Thank you. What an interesting,
hi.
Wonderful show. Hi. Nice
thank
to
you.
Meet you. My name is Wendy, and 1 week ago, I misplaced my iPad. A good thing that happened from that is that I tore apart some boxes that are in my bedroom, and they're gone. So it got rid of some clutter. And I hope that I get my iPad back. I might have put it in an illogical place. I don't know. But
I feel you'll get it back.
Get
I feel you'll find it quite shortly.
Really?
Yes, I do. And you did put it in an obscure place.
Yeah, and the thing is, I also remember when I was throwing away clutter, there are these two small UPS boxes, and I put stuff inside that. And then, but I'm very careful. I look after myself, and I put that outside to be taken away. But I don't think I threw it away. I think I put it in a place. Do you think that I accidentally threw it away, or is it in my bedroom? Or
no, I don't
hallway?
Feel it in the garbage. I don't feel you threw it away. I feel you're going to find it, but you've put it in some obscure place for sure. I feel like you got a little preoccupied and put
yes.
it down somewhere where it didn't go, and so it is going to turn up. You will find it, so don't worry. It's going to turn up.
Thank goodness. When will I find it?
I feel quite soon. But I'm also going to tell you this. I think that you misplaced it for a good reason. And I don't think it was just so that you could clean things out. I think it was so that you could go inside and work on yourself. So take the time to do that and then watch it turn up when you're feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
exactly.
I have a pretty strong mind, and I looked everywhere I thought it should be, and I'm kind of at peace about it that I will get it back. And so
I feel you will.
And also, wonderful. I believe you.
Mm-hmm. Good
and,
stuff.
Well,
I'm seeing you getting it back too. I see that. Just like kind of Julie said, as the process is.
Yes,
yeah,
there's something
wonderful.
For you to do on yourself right now, working on yourself to. And the iPad maybe has shut you down a little bit on that. And that's not a bad thing. It's just an awareness. And so it feels like there's something that's coming through for you right now. Now, how did you feel when you went through all that stuff and junked it out? Did you find that you were having some feelings about it?
I felt emotional relief, weight off my shoulder, and improving my quality of life. By improving my surroundings and getting rid of old energy. And so I actually, part of this is that I became very ill with my back over a year ago. I was in two car accidents, and my employer got fed up with waiting for me to get well. So they fired me last October, and I've been bedridden. What was that?
They're not allowed to do that.
Oh, I know. I've talked to attorneys.
Good.
But bottom line, I've been bedridden, and my body is fighting back on that. So I know that I have to. It's not healthy for me to be in bed all day. I have to start sitting up with my feet on the ground. So that was preempting me getting – I've been wanting to get rid of this stuff so I could make room for a new chair, a nice office chair that I could use eventually for remote work, maybe early next year or at the end of this year. So actually, it gave me a jump start for that, and I can actually order a chair now and get that in my room, and I can sit in that chair beside my bed.
Mm-hmm.
If this is making any sense at all, so I'm not totally bedridden.
How is your back now?
You know, it's a miracle that I could walk after the first accident. But I'm a strong person, and I know how to envision, and I never gave up. And I would say that it is better, and I'm getting some strength back, finally.
Did you get some physiotherapy?
Remotely, because I'm at high risk for COVID. And I picture myself being stronger, and I'm going to be 70 on July the 6th. And
you don't sound it or feel it to me. You have a very strong energy.
Mm-hmm. People say that to me. Thank you. And I'm very good at what I do. I comfort people. I'm an active listener. And I even helped somebody mm-hmm. this morning because she was going to call me back regarding a chair. I was negotiating the price. And I put that chair aside. I said, you know what? She was going to be late for work. And I said, most importantly, I want you and your family to be okay. And then she responded back. And I said, and then my response was, well, I hope your boss is kind and supportive to you when you come in late. So I really put myself aside. Whether or not I get the chair from this person remains to be seen. It was the last one. They don't make them anymore. So I'm letting God and the universe decide that.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I have helped people sort things out and prioritize what's important in life. And so she probably thinks I'm a very unusual person, and that's fine. I'm used to that. But I reached a point where I wanted to create more space in my bedroom. And then, so as a side effect, it caused me to tear apart some stuff and get it out of my room. So I have a lot more space. And I remember looking at it to my right and thinking, oh, my God, how am I going to do this? And I just did it.
Mm-hmm.
I just took it one step at a time.
I feel like your back is going to get better and better and better. So it's probably just important to just move as much as you can, keep walking. I know it hurts, but it'll stop hurting, you know? And there is a bit of arthritis in there, too, as a result. But you can,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I can see it. You can, you know, I was in a car accident. I was hit head-on by a semi-trailer truck, so I know this one very well. And I healed myself without drugs, without any drugs, without anything. And I still do to this day without drugs. And I've had back surgery after the accident. I've had all kinds of things. So I really know exactly where you're coming from. And and I'm 65 this year. I'm no spring chicken either. And but I also know that the biggest thing for your back is to keep moving it as much as you can, because it will appreciate that. And it will actually do a lot of healing if you let it. And then the other thing is if I don't know if it's legal in your state, but maybe get yourself some CBD oil and start using that on your back, because that will help you tremendously.
And it
will help you to get your life back. What's that?
Wow. Yeah, I'm in California, in Sacramento. And
it's legal,
another
then.
Thing that happened, a ridiculous thing happened. I ordered some china online at a major department store. It begins with an M and it has a C in it. They have a Thanksgiving Day parade every year. I love the store. When I got it, it did not look as pretty as the picture online and had some very minor imperfections. So I called customer service and I spoke to a man and he said, no worries, I'll send you a label. And I said, thank you. He was going to email me a label, and I said, I need three. And he said, well, just print it out three times. And I said, no, it doesn't work that way. You need three different tracking numbers. Anyway, I called back, and another man arranged for UPS to come out to my front doorstep, and they put two different tracking numbers on the other two boxes. Two of the boxes were sent to the local warehouse. I got most of my money back immediately. The third box was sent 2,000 miles away to Oklahoma. And so I'm still waiting on the remaining 152. Bank of America is going to help me. I trust them. And I have faith that I'll get that 152 back. But this department store froze my online shopping. In April, I spoke to Andrea, a supervisor, and she was so wonderful. She fixed that immediately, but then it shifted back. So I am being logical. I want to get the money side of this addressed first, and then I guess I'll have to call the corporate office, and I'll be very informational, very polite, and I've worked in customer service in very intense environments for 23 years, so I will give this person, whoever I speak with, the information he or she needs, and I pray to God that they help me and that they, you know what, to me, this department store, it's an emotional issue with me. I grew up with this department store, and there are more important things in life, yes, but I would like my online shopping reinstated. Will I get my online shopping reinstated?
I feel you will. Yeah.
Yeah.
you will.
Okay.
They'll recognize
well, good.
You're
will.
The customer, and they'll fix it. Yeah. It's
yeah.
just a glitch
right.
in the system.
Thank you for...
And there's a lot of glitches in systems.
Yeah.
All
there
right.
certainly
well,
is. Thank you so much for calling in.
Well, God bless you both. It was really very, very interesting to listen to you both today and very educational.
Thank you.
Awesome.
And you know what? I've heard that before because I had something... kind of growing at the top of my head, and then instinctively when I would rest I would just put my hand on it and I would picture it getting well, and it went away. And
yep.
somebody told me
good
send it love just
yes.
send it love
mm-hmm.
and it's gone.
That's all you gotta
it's self-healing
do. Yeah, it's amazing.
So,
isn't it? Yeah,
it is. And you know what?
Yeah.
I put I've had a few salespeople trying to help me with the chair. This chair is unique
mm-hmm.
and attractive, but there's a lot of chairs out there. And so I'm putting it in God's hands whether or not I get this chair. And
yep,
but it'll be just
hands.
Fine. I want to thank you so much for calling in. It does to me, too. I want to thank you for calling in. We've got a bunch of other callers, but thank you so much.
Okay.
Take care.
For your support.
You.
Blessing.
Thank you.
We have a question from Amish Comedian. Good afternoon, ladies. Have you done any healings on vaccinated people, and have you found anything interesting?
I haven't done any healings on vaccinated people. I have actually not, but I have been looking at
mm-hmm.
them, and I have discovered that the biggest thing about the vaccinations is, again, love. And that's what we've got to work with.
Absolutely.
And that is the most important part of it. That is the only part of
uh-huh.
it that I can feel. And I am not too concerned. I also feel that a lot of the stuff that we're being told about some of the shedding and some of the things that are happening, I don't really feel like they're all true. I feel like there's a lot of stuff out there that's not true. So, you know, we've got to learn how to wade through what's true and what's not true. And to me, it feels like we're being told a lot of things that are just absolutely against our highest good. So what we do is we don't
mm-hmm.
believe anything of what we hear and see, and we just trust what we feel inside. And I feel these vaccinated people, they're going to be okay. There's a lot of them who are going to be just fine.
That's
some
good.
Some might not, because they might have some underlying health issues that are there. If you've got underlying health issues, no matter what happens, there's issues, right? But,
right.
Yeah. I have no fear of it. Let's put it
okay.
that way.
Good.
None whatsoever.
Okay, we're going to go to area code 831. You're on the line with Amanda and Julie. How are you, 831?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I really enjoyed listening to everything that was shared. I found it
thank
really...
Thank
you. You're welcome. Just really... enlightening, and I'm going to hold on to that, especially the part about, you know, when you do see the beautiful orbs, it's very comforting. Sometimes I can see blue with a beautiful pink around the rim or purple around the rim.
But you only see one?
Oh, no.
You
I've
only
seen
see one?
Several different colors.
mm-hmm. Okay, has that
but,
happened in the last little while, or is that an older
yeah.
thing?
It's not as much. And whenever I ask, hey, where are you guys, you know, usually within the day or two I'll see them, but I'm more connecting to my higher self.
And that's the important one.
Yeah, definitely. And so I thought it was really interesting when your guest was saying how when you're evolving and really connecting to your higher self, then they go away. And I'm not sure if they just step back. Yeah, you know, but I love this journey that I'm on. And it is true. In crisis, you know, it's an opportunity to evolve and to step out of your comfort zone. And I have a question. I just said a little prayer prior to coming on, and what would be, what would be good for me to know right now? Anything, any area that comes through both of you. And I just said, let it be in the light, and I'll keep it with me.
Okay, the one thing that I've been noticing, or the one thing that came to me right now, was you're feeling like you're at a crossroads, and there's some turmoil attached to it, but you're going to go into the right direction, and it's absolutely what you're supposed to do, so don't worry about it. And don't worry about the fact that you've been questioning yourself about it because you've needed to, and it feels to me like you're absolutely going exactly where you've got to go. So I'm not sure if it's a job change or what it is, but there's some kind of a change coming. But it's a good change, and it's one that you've been working to, and it's positive, very positive. So that's what I get from just your energy
right
now.
That's what I feel, too, is that there is some kind of a job change that you're going to go through, and you're going to be very happy with it. And it's just going to make your energy soar because you're so happy.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let y'all both know you're spot on. I'm a a happy grandmother. Even though I'm 53, I say 53 is the new 28 in spirit.
You're young.
I'm in school, and I've been in school, but I've had this dream of learning the computer and returning to podcasting. I quit in 2014 because I didn't think I would serve anyone, being furious, angry, heartbroken, and in grief. And I was so blinded by it and in it, I knew step away, and once you come out of it, then return. And I woke up 2 weeks ago and I heard, we would like you to start an online media social account. So I wrote it down.
Oh, wow.
Make sure I wouldn't forget. Yes, and the thing is, I'm like, well, what device? Because I've been in a situation where someone that I love very much, it wants to know what I'm doing. And so the equipment has been synced where it's not private. Every word can be read or listened to. And I want it to be private. And so I woke up and then on my phone it said create an online social media account. I thought, what did I touch? But here's the thing. In the classes that I'm taking in August, I'm going to learn how to do video, how to do the clips, the music, the sound, to the stories that I've asked to co-create. Like, okay, first something horrific happened. Here's an example. Two big bears, I don't know if they were grizzlies or if they were black bears, were circling my tent. I was 9 and my friend was 8. She was in heat stroke, convulsing. I had my hand covered over my mouth as the bears pushed their nozzles into the tent, and you could see the outline, and they were roaring, so the tent was shaking.
Oh.
30 children and the teachers took off on a walk, and then suddenly they were gone, and God saved me. Now, after I write, you know, my experiences that I've had with people that I love in my life, like it could be siblings, your mother, your father, your cousins, neighbors, you name it, and then whatever painful, private, complex situation situation it was, now God or the universe or power greater than myself, etc., help me to look first through your eyes at this, second through my own. Help me to co-create these episodes. I've wanted to do this for so long, so I've already got my folders ready for all my episodes. I already know that I'm going to return, but it's like, what device do I use? Because I want it to be private. I don't want this individual to look at, like, my business part, anything on my computer, and I don't know what to do, and so far I'm not getting anything, so I thought, just stop asking and wait and listen for the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys see me getting an answer pretty soon? Because I'm really looking forward to, you know, doing this immediately.
Definitely.
Yes. And I actually, I'm being told to tell you, stop worrying and just do it. Don't even think about it. Just do it. Don't worry about the right place, the right time, the right anything. Just jump in and do it.
I need a device, though. That's the thing. And
okay, so you don't have a device?
The one I have, I believe, is synced. So if I use it, the person's going to see it.
You can take it to default and erase everything on there, and it won't be synced.
I did. The guy got it ready to sell. So do you think that it was already cleared and it's safe to use that device that I have?
If he's taken it back to default, yes.
I'll write that down.
Safe.
Take it back to default.
Nobody take it back to default and start over. And that can change the whole thing and heal it, and then you won't have anybody else's ability to watch on there at all because you're removing the program that they've put on there to allow it. If you take something back to default, what that means is you are changing it so that it goes back to originality and there's absolutely nothing left on it. It just erases everything.
And so if someone synced it, you can definitely unsync it.
Absolutely.
Because this thing is perfect for what I want to do. And then I've got a teacher who said, I'm going to teach you not only the basics. He's like, but you're going to come into my class, and I'm going to show you how to do everything you said, and then at a slower pace. And then they play my voice since 2006 on a radio station that goes over the entire county where I say, I like Carrie Underwood, but I love country music, but it's in a lower tone. At night is when I do the recording. It's a really deep, seductive, I don't know, it just comes out of me. They still play my voice. I've never been paid, but taking the tickets was the payment. So I'm curious. I want to do my own voiceovers. Meditations, you name it, whatever comes through, they said they wanted to establish a partnership with me, and that was a few months back. So I'm nervous, but you guys hit it, because I'm going to be doing school and this and creating a sound booth out of my closet. I mean, it's
just
a walk-in closet. And
I'm
getting roommates.
Just do it. Just do it.
Just do it.
Just jump right in. Jump right in and start doing it. Yep. Don't have any fear. Just move into it. If it's already been taken back to default, that means that there is no syncing left on it. There should not be. Nothing that was on it should be there anymore.
That's amazing, because I really love this computer, you know, and I want to use it. So I've had it hidden. So I thought, okay, thank you guys for that, because I've been, you know, I have to let go of the fear and step into this mouth that never seems to stop chattering away, but I want it to be universal topics that we have all either gone through, or we know someone that we love that has, or a stranger, but it's not really appropriate to talk about, or people don't talk about. Like, you hit it on the nail when you talk about most people do not love themselves, and if something has happened, they just bury it, and then it does turn into disease. I know, because I've done that.
Right.
And I want to talk about this stuff, but in a way where if you don't have any support and you're by yourself, guidance, validation, and healing, and I feel like I'm all strapped up to bungee jump, I just have to have that faith, just go ahead and jump off. God's got me. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And Yeah, like this is what we signed up for. What you were saying, like, hey,
yeah,
you know, I've been through it all, and this is something I asked probably like 10 years ago. I'd really like to go through a lot of different issues that people go through, so that I'll have more compassion, because I feel like even though we have a lot of healers, if they haven't gone through it, even if they're connected, depending on where you are, because nobody gets a pass, even us light workers, there's no pass. You know, we're all here to learn and evolve. There seems to be a lot of compassion that could be more into working with an individual. I'm not saying that they don't, but sometimes when you haven't been through it, you really can't understand it fully. And I've had, and then people mirror themselves back to you. And I used to have such a question mark when I heard that statement, but it is actually true. If you can quiet your mind and not distract yourself, because super easy, TV, kids, you know, life, but if you can carve out time where you have that time just to sit and you can ask a question and then just empty your mind out, even if it takes an hour to do it, to stop chattering, eventually you'll start receiving answers. And I want to heal, and I don't want anyone to think that they can't heal, but that means letting go of your what you feel is true and making it untrue, because we can all heal.
Right.
Yeah, we just have to change our belief within. So, you know, I want to thank you beautiful ladies for being here and committing, you know, to, you know, everything
sure.
happens for a reason.
Thank
some
you.
Are you thinking of your friend? She picks up. Yeah, come on. And just doing your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you ladies rock, okay?
Thank you.
I'll stop talking
thank
now.
You. Well, you
guys.
You rock,
I hope
too.
You keep in touch.
And thank you so much for, we will. You keep in touch. You know, you can find me over on Facebook as Starwaya Amanda, or I'm StarGuideReadings at Gmail. You can find Julie over at Mind by Spirit Healing page on Facebook as well, or Julie Severin. You know, you can find her there. And, you know, we'll be here. I'm going to have
too.
Julie
it's
on some
mine.
More.
I've got another group, too. It's called
Go
Mind
ahead,
Body
Julie.
Spirit Healing Kitchen Remedies and Recipes. So I've got all kinds of things to help you with healing your body as well. And I also provide a whole bunch of recipes with foods made very healthy, mostly gluten-free if you can, but healthy alternatives to the way we used to eat, which was not good for us. So, there's
a
lot of that,
awesome.
Too.
You're on Facebook, because I want to get a hold of both of you. Now, I don't have I'm charging my cell phone. So, first of all, on Facebook, can you say it just a little bit slower so that I can – I'm writing it down. I got a pen. When you
mind,
talk
body,
about
spirit,
recipes.
Yep, Mind, Body, Spirit Healing Group.
Mind, Body.
Spirit Healing
spirit,
Group. That's my
healing
main group.
Group. Okay. Oh, my
and
gosh.
And then the other
excellent.
One is – the other one is Mind, Body, Spirit Healing Kitchen Remedies and Recipes.
And is it A&D recipes? So
remedies,
when I type that in.
And remedies and recipes, yeah.
That's perfect. And then the name of this beautiful Blog Talk Radio, when if I go to re-listen to this in a few hours or this evening, what is the name of this show so I can write it down and then re-listen?
Okay, now what is it you need again?
Like, you're the host, so, like, when people see, what is it under? Like, if I want to type it in under search so I can re-listen to today's show.
Okay, so this is a Blog Talk Radio show. We're going to have to end it, too, because it's getting to be 1 o'clock. So the timer's going to go off here. So we're Blog Talk Radio, and my show is on Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, noon, Messages of Light.
That's perfect, Messages of Light. That way, everyone, listen, if you didn't get in, make sure you call back and you'll be able to ask questions on another show. But we
can
download,
email me
right?
And say, yeah, you can. There will be a repeat. You can you
You can also email me at starguidereadings@gmail.com if you want to set up an appointment or something. I'm over on Facebook at Starwaya Amanda, so you can find me there. And those are ways to get a hold of me. I have a website, Starwaya, StarwayaCO. Go ahead. What were you saying?
I was just going to say, don't you post the live on Facebook too?
I do. Yeah, they can find it there also. You can go back and listen to the repeat of it too. But we're going to go ahead and end the show. Thank you so much for calling in. You can listen back for this info. Thank you for calling in. Everybody, thank you for your support today, and we will see you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Bye-bye, everybody.
And bye, love. Thank you.